السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah. And the topic is the fadl, the rank of amal, deeds that are done that are not seen by others. Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah, the Most Generous, the Knower of the Unseen, the aware of the innermost secrets of the heart. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in His oneness, the Master of all, the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad, and upon his family the pure, and all his companions and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways, till the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And if they had believed and had kept themselves from evil, a recompense from Allah would be better if only they knew. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran by telling us that He is the knower of the unseen, of both the heavens and the earth, and He is aware of where we're really coming from with regards to our deeds. In other words, the secrets that we hold in our hearts. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَالِمُ غَيْبِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Indeed, Allah is the knower of the unseen, of the heavens and the earth. And indeed, He is the one who's aware of the secrets in the hearts of men. So, based on this verse, and based on various other verses and the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it should be plain and clear to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of that which is done openly and of that which is done secretly. Rather, He is the knower of where it is we are really and truly doing things from. And how can He not know when nothing is hidden from Him? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Indeed, to Allah is nothing hidden from either the earth or the heavens. Nothing in the earth or the heavens is hidden from Him. And it is for this reason that you and me are commanded to get ourselves right with Allah. We are commanded to make sure that what it is that we do for Allah, we do from a position of sincerity. We do from a position of ikhlas. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in this world with the very reason to see which of us will be from those who act with good deeds, and which of us will be from those who betray that amana, that trust whereby they have been given existence itself. And for those who do the good deeds, they should not be fooled by seeing the deeds as coming from themselves. Rather, they should see the ni'mah and the fadla, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that He is the one who bestows the ability to perform these good deeds. And so the aqil, the one who really gets it, the one who's really clever, is the one who acts and he does good deeds, but sees the mun'im, sees the one who's giving him that ability to do the good deeds. And so he's in a perpetual state of shukr, a perpetual state of gratitude. And the way of someone who's in a perpetual state of gratitude is not to make a display of their good deeds, is not to desire that other people know of their good deeds, it's not to have a hubb, an ambition that returns back to his own egoic self, rather it is to be khalisan liwajhihi al-kareem, to be purely and utterly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ability to be purely and utterly for the sake of Allah entails that the vast majority of that which we do for His sake, we should do in a way that others actually don't know. And this is why the way of those who usually are the people of sincerity is to perform deeds and hardly anyone knows about them. They don't seek the way of public display. They don't seek the way of outward glorification. Rather, it is sufficient for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of their state and knows what it is that they do. This type of action, the actions that are done without other people knowing about them, is what is generally described, jumlatan, as being amalun bi dhahril ghaib. Actions that are done, literally, with the manifestation that they not be seen. Actions that are literally done with the intent that they not be seen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that a person acts and actually wants to hide himself while doing these good deeds so that he not be seen. About such acts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعْمَاهِ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you disclose that which you do from charity, then that's okay, that's fine. فَنِعْمَاهِ, it's still good, as long as you wanted to do it for Allah. You didn't want to disclose it so that other people see. But إِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That you conceal your charity and that you give it to those who are truly in need from the poor, that is better for you. Because through such actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from you your misdeeds. And truly, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Truly Allah is fully acquainted with all it is that you do. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the way of someone who reflects on these verses is to not want praise or reward. لَا جَزَاءَ وَلَا ثَنَاءَ. To not want any reward and not any praise, min al-khalq, from creation. Because why? Because such a person has orientated himself to the Khaliq, to the creator of it all. And this is why the prophets, alayhi salatu salam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them, despite being ordered to represent the qudwa and the example which we should follow, would always, as part of that example, take out a time or take out a moment whereby no one would know what it is that they do. Why? Because this is the way of love. This is the way of sincerity. The way of sincerity is to create a type of intimacy whereby no one knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we find the Qur'an saying just simple things, like when Sayyidina Ibrahim was visited by the angels in the guise of men, and the narration says, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ. That he went to his family and came with a fat or roasted calf. The point is, the phrase simply faragha actually conveys many things. It's not just that he went, it's that he went secretly and quietly, not making a display. Because firstly, it shows the intimacy he has with his family. But secondly, he doesn't want to create a display to the guests. He doesn't want to create a display to the people around the neighborhood. His intent was purely and utterly to do good and to serve the guests for the sake of Allah. What a difference there is between something like this and someone who makes a display. Someone who wants other people to know about what they've done. From this type of behavior, from the behavior of those who truly want to do things for good, is getting up in the night, in the midst of the night, to pray. Subhanallah, that is a time when every single beloved is usually lying alongside their beloved. And it's the night when those who truly love Allah find themselves springing out of the bed to be with their beloved, to engage in salat, in intimate prayer, to engage in munajat, in intimate discourse, in the khalwa, in the seclusion of being with their Lord. This is a time of greatness. This is a time that there's other hadith that point that this is a time when Allah's rahmah specially descends. And this is a time when people are asked, who is the one who's calling me? Who is the one who wants something so that they can be given? And it's precisely because of the intimacy and greatness of this time that we find the prophets used to get up. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that she once noticed, having gotten up in the middle of the night, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was missing, and he had left the bed. And this was something that he would constantly do. He would get up several times in the night. And this obviously was a special moment, because this is just an example of what he would do. And when Aisha radiallahu anha looked for him, she found him prostrating. And in that position of prostrating, with his feet raised up as well, as you do in the position of prostrating, she heard him say, اللهم أعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. He said, O Allah, I seek refuge in you, in your pleasure, from your justice or anger or wrath. And I seek refuge in you, in your forgiveness from your punishment. And I seek refuge in you from you. لا أحصي ثناء عليك. I am incapable of praising you the way you deserve. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. You are only praised to the degree in accordance with that which you have praised for yourself. And so this was the way of our Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so, brothers and sisters, we are encouraged to emulate that aspect of his sunnah. That was a constant. And I remind myself and I remind you, dear listeners, if there's something you take from this recording, it is the ability and the desire to get up in that night to pray. For that is from the greatest of deeds and brings about a light and brings about a increase of iman and an intimacy and connection with this religion. And here are some other deeds that can be done, seeking nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas everything we do should be done seeking other than only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are some deeds that are especially important that way, and one from them is as-sadaqah wal-infaq, charity and giving of yourself. And what does this really mean? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seven people will be shaded by Allah under his shade on the day wherein which there will be no shade except his shade. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. There is no shade except ظِلُّهُ, his shade. And in mentioning those seven people, he mentioned specifically, رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ. A man who gives charity, فَأَخْفَاهَا, And he gave that charity so secretly, حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ, until his left hand did not know what his right hand had given. And so this is specially something that when we give charity, we should give it for the sake of Allah. Another example is simply loving each other for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is reported to have said, مَا مِن رَجُلَيْنِ تَحَابَّا فِي اللَّهِ بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ. There is not two people who love each other purely for the sake of Allah without making a display for others to know that, إِلَّا كَانَ أَحَبُّهُمَا إِلَى اللَّهِ أَشَدَّهُمَا حُبًّا لِصَاحِبِهِ. Except that the one who is more beloved to Allah would be the one who is more loving of his companion. In other words, the fact that they had been so sincere to Allah, and the sincerity is given by the degree by which Allah loves them, would find they themselves become loving and more beloved to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He loves the slave, He calls out and He tells the creation that He loves that slave. And so those in whose hearts there is love for Allah find themselves loving those whom Allah loves. Another example is the simple act of making dua for another person. It's a simple act, but how many times are blessings and magnificence simply in these simple acts? Not making dua in front of another person so they know you're making dua for them. But this is something that the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the Sahaba. And in fact, he himself said that the supplication of a believer for his brother while his brother is not there is always responded to, because it's coming from sincerity. And if he makes a blessings for his brother, a supplication of blessings for his brother, then the malaika say Ameen, and they say, may it be for you too as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's reported that he made a special dua for Abdullah ibn Abbas, and he said, Allahumma faqihhu fi al-deen wa'allimhu al-ta'wil. O Allah, give him true understanding of religion and teach him the figurative understanding, the metaphorical understanding. And he became a great, from the greatest of the scholars. And such it was that the Sahaba used to make dua for one another by name. And so we ask, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst these actions, that we make dua for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we are in a very difficult stage, brothers and sisters. There are so many calamities and difficulties that the ummah is going. So make dua for the ummah, and if you see any of your brothers and sisters from the believers in a state of difficulty, then make dua. Don't forget that the dua is a powerful thing, and that is a right that a believer has on another believer, at the very least the dua. So let us not underestimate this, brothers and sisters. And so with this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestow upon us from His vast bounty and generous kindness to really actualize our humanity, to make us true believers, those devoted to Him. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of service to the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So invoke Him for forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.